Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights and climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
In 1896, local miners discovered gold in the Klondike region of Yukon in northwest Canada. As soon as the news hit, a stampede of prospectors descended on the area looking for gold. Over 100,000 people with gold fever rushed into Klondike in 3 short years. The Alaskan town of Skagway saw its population balloon from a few hundred to over 30,000 people during this time. Nearly every building in Skagway has a story to tell and has clear links to the Klondike Gold Rush. There are tales of hauntings in most every building in Skagway, but the haunted history of one particular building far exceeds the others, the Red Onion Saloon. The Red Onion Saloon, now known as the Red Onion Brothel Museum, was built in 1897 and continued to operate as one of the finest bordellos throughout the entire state of Alaska for many years. The original structure still remains today, and although times have changed, the spirit of the old-fashioned days is still alive and celebrated. Each summer, visitors from all around the world flock to this seasonal operation to enjoy the lively restaurant and bar, touring the museum and investigating the paranormal activity circulating around the undying rumors that the Red Onion Saloon is haunted. The historic Red Onion Saloon and Brothel Museum is located right in town on the corner of 2nd and Broadway. Although the backdrop is utterly picturesque, with towering mountains as far as the eye can see, what you'll find inside is hauntingly different than what originally meets the eye. Step inside and walk up the staircase to check out the main attraction, the Brothel Museum. Walk through narrow hallways lined with wallpaper and experience the decorations and adornments that have changed very little since the 19th century. The museum is filled with many antiques and charming relics from the Gold Rush days. As you walk around, you'll discover paintings on the wall, which are a representation of the madams that used to work in the brothel during the early 1900s. You'll notice lots of fun literature to read about the wild days of the past, including one titled, A Different Kind of Gold Digger. Pretty catchy, huh? It fits perfectly considering that the brothel was immensely popular during the Gold Rush era. The upstairs bordello floor consisted of 10 rooms that were called cribs. They were very tiny in size, but elaborate with gaudy decor. In this area specifically, a ghost is said to appear the most frequently. Look up and watch as the light flickers sporadically or starts swaying back and forth out of nowhere. Maybe you'll even catch a glimpse of a madam spirit dressed in white, coming back to experience the difference of a present-day brothel versus the historic setting that is now outlawed. It's spooky, but most say don't worry, because rumor has it that the haunted spirits are harmless and merely just simple spirits that continue to linger from the 19th century. Even from outside looking in, onlookers can see peekaboos in the upstairs windows. Many have claimed to see moving or haunted spirits circulating about the displays. Back in the day, 10 dolls were placed behind the bar, and they represented the 10 girls that were working upstairs in the brothel. When gentlemen would come in looking for companionship, they would point out the doll that they were most interested in. The bartender would then indicate whether or not the girl was busy or available. When a madam was occupied upstairs, the bartender would then lay the doll down on its back. Once the madam and the customer finished their time together, the bartender would then put the doll back in the upright position. Just because this historic building has a haunted reputation, that doesn't take away from its seasonal popularity. In fact, it's one of the hottest spots in town. The restaurant and bar offers great food and flavorful cocktails in a fun, vibrant atmosphere. Plus, you'll even be served by a real-life, quote-unquote, good time girl or gent. The staff really does go above and beyond to ensure that each visitor receives an experience to transport them back into the time of the Gold Rush era. As the cruise ships dock into port and the passengers pour off into the city streets by the masses, the Red Onion Saloon is one of the most popular must-see attractions in Skagway. Some come hoping to catch a glimpse of Lydia, a relatively friendly ghost who made an appearance to an employee years ago. She showed up as a translucent figure in the corner of the room upstairs. The figure had marks on her face that resembled what untreated syphilis might look like. The disease was a considerable risk for sex workers, and the first effective treatment wasn't developed until 1909. Lydia has been known to employees for many years, and the staff believes her to be friendly, at least to women. She wanders the building, watering plants, caressing faces, and leaving the scent of freshly cut lilacs behind her. The room she appears in often has mysterious cold spots, and guests continually take photos that show white blurs, orbs, and occasionally even the faint outline of her face. It's unclear precisely how people know her name, but as these things go, the name Lydia has been passed on to the new staff through the years. As for her cause of death, the commonly accepted theory is that she contracted syphilis and took her own life by hanging herself in the corner of the room that she's commonly seen. There's a malevolent male ghost that employees call John. He roams the place, causing no end of trouble for the staff and sometimes even guests. You'll know he's around if you catch a whiff of horrendous body odor, or if he decides to simply shove you down a flight of stairs. He'll also fling open doors of rooms while staff are in there changing. The story among the employees is that John is a former bouncer who was stabbed to death by a prostitute who got fed up with his constant harassment. So if you go to the Red Onion Saloon and get the quickie tour, make sure to watch your back.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word, or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie that he has to hunt down a werewolf pack. When that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter an evil clown. And after the evil clown is killed, daddy has to take on a vampire. So